In today's video, I want to share with you the 8 unbelievable spiritual benefits of fasting. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, before we get into this, I want to tell you my reasoning behind this and where I got this information. First of all, one of the things that I have come to understand through prayer is that the physical world mirrors the spiritual world, and we can see this in a variety of different ways. What does this mean? So, for instance, you see hierarchy and order in the physical world and a variety of different sectors of life. You also see hierarchy in the spiritual world. You see threeness on earth, male, female, child, and in many other places. You also see that in the spiritual world, namely the Most Holy Trinity. And this can especially be applied to fasting. When we look at the physical benefits of fasting and you really pray with it, you can see that it is mirrored perfectly in its spiritual benefit. So where have I gotten a lot of this information? I've gotten this from one of my favorite YouTubers, Dr. Berg. I will link his video right here so that you can follow along with him and come to understand the conclusions that I have arrived at. This information is going to blow your mind. Let's get right into it. So first of all, intermittent fasting is one of the single most important things that you can do for your health. Now, this is true physically. Think about this. The church has, since time immemorial, asked for us to do weekly intermittent fasting before Mass. Now, previously, they would ask that we would do a fast from midnight until we receive the Eucharist. This would end up being a 12 to 18 hour fast, depending on the last time that you ate. So the church, before science even came along, was asking for us to do something that was amazing for our health, but especially for our spiritual health. Now, this is on a weekly basis, but it also asks us to do intermittent fasting, essentially during Lent. This is unbelievable. Our bodies are not designed to constantly graze on food, rather to have periods of fasting and eating. What's the spiritual equivalent? Our souls are not designed to constantly feed on worldly food, but rather we are designed to feed on spiritual food as well, both body and soul. The second thing, fasting activates something called the growth hormone. And one sign of this is that your appetite goes away. The spiritual equivalent, fasting activates growth in our soul. And one of the greatest signs of this is spiritual zeal, which eliminates lukewarmness. Now, the great saint, Saint Peter of Alcantara, spoke of this zeal as devotion. Now, what is zeal and devotion? This is this love and this drive towards God. Have you been feeling lukewarm? Have you been feeling your desire for God to go down? Well, devotion is that thing that we should try to obtain. He speaks about this in this book on prayer. This is the wind behind our sails, because when we have devotion and when we have zeal for God, praying, going to church, loving others becomes easy because we want to. And the thing that wakes up and gives birth to this desire is fasting. Number 3. Fasting helps deal with insulin resistance, which is the body's tendency to feed on sugar and not on fat or ketones. Now, fat and ketones are the most effective and efficient fuel for the body. What's the spiritual equivalent of this? Fasting helps us feed not on worldly food, but it switches this internal mechanism so that we can better feed on spiritual food. What's the spiritual food? The Eucharist, which is the most effective and efficient fuel for the soul. So what happens is we all go to Mass. We go to Mass weekly. Some of us go to Mass daily. Why aren't we benefiting from the fuel of the Eucharist? I tell you why. It's because we're not fasting. We're not activating this mechanism in our soul that it's like a switch happens where it predisposes it to absorb all of the grace that Jesus is wanting us to receive from the Eucharist. Because technically speaking, if the Eucharist is really Jesus Christ, then we should only have to receive him once to become a saint. Why is that not happening to us? Because something in our soul is not ordered rightly towards him. Fasting activates this mechanism in the same way that it does so physically. It does this spiritually. Number four, fasting helps repair mitochondrial damage and this other thing called autophagy, which is basically where it's eating away all the dead skin cells inside of you. In a similar way, spiritually speaking, fasting helps repair the damage of sin. When we sin and we go to confession, it's not that easy. Yes, we're forgiven by Jesus, and you know this, but no, the damage is still there. That's why we do penance. But one of the most beautiful and powerful ways to repair the damage of sin that it has caused in your soul, these tendencies to want to continue sinning, is through fasting. And it also has this healing effect on addictions, demonic influence, as well as the damage from previous generations. So in other words, it helps repair generational curses. Number five, our brain works better when we fast and we have less brain fog and more clarity because our brain is a fuel hog and the best fuel is ketones and fat. Well, one of the powers of the soul is intelligence. And where does intelligence come from? Our brain. So there's this intimate connection between the brain and the soul. When our brain is running better and more clearly, guess what? Our soul is on fire and it can pierce into God. It can see and receive more wisdom and clarity and knowledge. And I have found this to myself. I have done some of my best thinking and praying when I am fasting. Number six, fasting raises your mood. It decreases anxiety and depression. Now, there was a man, he tells a story in the video and you can check it out. It's so awesome. There was this man who was so depressed that he wanted to commit suicide by starving himself. What happened? After the first day, he started to feel a little bit better. After the second day, he started to feel even better. And on the third day, he got up and went out into his room and he thought, what's wrong? I feel amazing. Can you imagine? 3 days of fasting, and then it's like he resurrected. It healed whatever was going on in his body. In the same way, spiritually speaking, fasting increases our spiritual trust in Jesus, decreasing anxiety, and our spiritual joy, decreasing depression. And a person that trusts in Jesus more and is more joyful is someone that's on the fast track to holiness. And they're going to be someone that's leading more people to Jesus Christ. Number seven, fasting boosts your immune system. It helps protect against disease because certain survival genes are activated when we're doing that. And these survival genes help us fight more effectively against diseases. And some studies are showing that fasting can even greatly fight against cancer and possibly even cure it. Likewise, and this is kind of connected to a previous one, fasting has an amazing power to fight against sin, addiction, and spiritual evil in us and in the world. And it has an especially strong power in helping us pray more effectively and delivering the souls in purgatory. And if there's this kind of metaphor between that, just as cancer is one of the greatest evils physically speaking, Satan is the greatest evil spiritually speaking. Fasting can help us fight Satan. Now, I need to make some comments here that are really important. There is a really good video from LifeSite News where Henry Weston is interviewing this man that's talking about how the word fasting is in some translations of the Bible taken out when it says this one can only come out through prayer and fasting. Now, there's reasons for this, but you have to understand, for the Jews of the time, to pray was to fast. So for instance, if I were to say, in the name of the Father and of the Son, you would fill in the blank and say, and the Holy Spirit, you would know that those three go together. Likewise, for a Jew of the time of Jesus, if you were to say prayer, they immediately would have thought fasting, almsgiving, because those three were like one chord that went together. So when they would write the word prayer in Scripture, they're always implying fasting. In other words, they would never pray without fasting. It was so natural for those two to go together like peanut butter and jelly. They were always together. But we have forgotten that, and we need to unite and have both of those two things together. Fasting in this sense has like this exorcistic power. It casts out evil. Number eight, and this one I think is just amazing, and you have to really sit with this. Our body can fast for a long time. The average person has 100,000 calories of stored fat that they can live off of. Now think about this. Suppose Jesus had 80,000 to 100,000 calories of stored fat, and he knew this because he was God. He was a genius. And we on average need 2,000 calories a day. That means that we could theoretically live off of our fat for 40 to 50 days. Guess who knew this and who did it? Jesus Christ. That's right. When he went out into the desert, he knew exactly how long to be out there. He knew exactly how many calories he had in his body. He was not afraid. He knew that his body was designed to do that. And when he went out to fast, he knew how it heals the body, how it creates these things, how it draws you closer to God. He knew of all these benefits and many, many other benefits that one day we will learn about. And since we are all connected to Jesus Christ in the body of Christ, he was healing not just his body, which didn't need healing, but ours. He was healing our body, our cancers, activating all these things in us through his fasting. And when we fast, we connect into that. We connect into that fast of Jesus Christ through Lent and at other times. My friends, this is awesome stuff. Chew on this, no pun intended. Meditate on this. Have an amazing Lent, and I will see you in the next one.